Okay, first of all, you guys have to remember the Baz Luhrmann speech, please wear sunscreen. Well, this is my own version about InSync. I'm not trying to start anything, but I wrote this version. I'm not trying to start anything again, but this is how I feel on InSync. You know, nothing wrong to those InSync Backstreet fans, but here it is. Ladies and gentlemen of the millennium, don't listen to InSync. If I could offer you one band for the future, InSync would not be it. The long-term effects of liking InSync have proven to suck, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own BSB-loving experiences. I'll dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of InSync. Oh, never mind. You'll not understand the power of beauty until you look at sexier guys. Backstreet Boys, of course. But trust me, in a month, you'll look back and wonder what the hell you were thinking. You didn't recall what you could have about the way BSB could have changed your life. Chris is as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about InSync's career. It will end soon. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as if trying to get them a number one hit. The real troubles never crossed your mind until you stopped, looked in your room, and shuddered in terror. Don't like InSync. That scares me. Sing. Don't scratch BSB CDs. Don't put up with crappy InSync ones either. Laugh. Don't stare at Lance's hair too long. Sometimes you'll go blind, others you'll go deaf. But the BSB is better, and in the end, they're the ones worth your time. Remember Nick, forget Justin. If you don't succeed in this, hand me a 2x4. Keep your BSB posters, throw away the InSync ones. Smile. Don't feel guilty if you want to be a part of Nick's life. The most interesting people I know at 20 want to be a part of Brian's, and some of the most interesting 30-year-olds want Kevin's body. Get happy. Love BSB. You won't have a chance to miss them. They'll never be gone. Maybe InSync sucks. Maybe they really, really do. JC will grow up, but won't look as good as Brian. Joey looks like he's 40, whereas AJ doesn't. Chris may try to dance a funky chicken in front of Howie. He won't succeed. Whatever you do, like BSB and don't berate them. Their career is long. InSync will never even be half of it. Don't enjoy Lance's body. Use Nick's instead. Don't be afraid of AJ's or what people think of Kevin's. It's the sexiest instrument they'll ever own. Dance, unless you have to do it, to InSync music in your bedroom. Read your love letter to Nick and Brian. Don't give them to JC or Justin. Do not read InSync magazines. They will only make you puke. Get to know Florida. You never know when you'll move there. Be nice to females. They're just as confused as you are, and most likely the closet BSB fan. They don't want to know InSync as a person. Understand that InSync has come, and now they will go, but that you should not hold on to them. Work hard to bridge the gaps in Joey's teeth and BSB lifestyles, because the older you get, the more you need to love BSB. Live in denial once, but leave before you go crazy. Live in BSB ecstasy, but before you're too, wait, don't leave. Accept certain inevitable truths. Nick's pants will rise. InSync will disappear, and your posters, too, will fade. And when they do, you'll fantasize that when your posters weren't faded, InSync didn't exist, and that Howie's body will always look good. Like AJ's, Kevin's, and heck, all of them will. Respect BSB. Don't expect InSync to be as good. Maybe they'll pay you, maybe they'll give you free stuff, but know that all they're trying to do is buy your love. Joey, please leave your hair alone. It makes you look like you're 85. Be careful with your teeny bopper hormones. Don't be patient with InSyncs. Thinking of them is a way of vomiting. Remember that old feeling, putting in the disposal and wishing you had liked BSB instead. But trust me on the InSync thing.